You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. If you have a serious work-related injury, call 1-800-ELK-OHIO. Elk and Elk, proud sponsor of the Cleveland Browns. Go Browns. Nathan Zgura, Matt Wilhelm with you here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven, of course, by our good folks at Liberty Ford. Time to go to the phone lines on a Call Your Shot Wednesday. We need the score of the game. We need Josh Gordon's receiving yards. And if you could invite one Browns player or coach to your Thanksgiving dinner, who are you inviting? Let us know right now. We're going to start things off here on the phone lines, getting it going with our guy Chris in Arizona. Chris, welcome to the show.
Hey, Nathan, Matt, listen to you guys all the time. I want to call my shot. I think the Browns are going to win 24-9. Josh Gordon's going to have 150 yards. And if I could have any Browns player over for Thanksgiving, it would be Joe Thomas, because Joe Thomas is the man. Joe makes you happy to be a Browns fan every week.
That's right, he does.
Joe Thomas, certainly the Iron Man here of the Browns. And that was our guy Chris in Arizona. He had 24-9 Browns, and he had what, a buck 50 for Flash Gordon there. Joe Thomas, all right, the big man. Now you got to think about, from a financial standpoint, offensive lineman might cost you a little bit more. You know, you go with Taylor Gabriel. He's not gonna do too much damage.
But he's not gonna say too much either, though.
That's true. We'll see. All right, let's go now to Stan in Brooklyn. Our man, Stan. Stan, you scolded me yesterday.
No, I did not. You know, I don't disrespect anybody. The only reason that I take partiality to Matt is because he's from my hometown.
That's right.
You know,
I'm telling you.
You guys do a great job there.
Thank you,
know
Stan.
That.
We appreciate
you know,
that.
You know that.
Yes, we appreciate
I have some major concerns. And I know that we have an enormous amount of injuries. Number one, who's going to take Deshaun Gibson's place?
That's going to be Jim Leonard, the veteran, 8-year veteran safety who's been around, been in Mike Pettine's defense, right, with the Jets, also with the Buffalo Bills. He right. knows the system well, so he's not going to do anything mentally that is going to hurt the Browns, but obviously not as physically gifted as Deshaun Gibson at this point in his career.
Looking ahead to the future here, okay, of the Browns, and yep. I'm talking still this season, I have another major concern, and this is a person that is 7-28 from the 50 on out. You know exactly who I'm talking about, Billy Cundiff.
Yes.
He has the worst record in the NFL ever in that area of kicking, okay? I wish him well. I hope he can improve on his leg. But, you know, Denver, there was a kicker that hit the goalpost, and they're getting rid of him.
Yes,
and
McManus.
And our buddy Billy's hit the goalpost twice this year. And I I'll go back to that Pittsburgh game, the first one, when there was 4 minutes left. We disallowed, in perfect conditions, Billy to kick a 52-yarder. That cost us the game. The game was tied at that point.
You're right. Let me ask you this, though, Sam, because it is interesting. Would you rather have the best pure field goal kicker or the best kickoff guy? Because
no, I
Billy
want a
Cundiff,
combination of I want a combination of both.
He's okay? The best kickoff kicker.
I
in
know
the
that.
NFL.
I realize that. The Plain Dealer brought that out. Okay. I realize that. But if you take 25% the 50-yard line on out, that's not good.
No, it's not good.
That's not good at all. So you have a great holiday, and I'm still. We got to score a lot of touchdowns, and I'm praying a post-birthday president, a present, 36-0 Browns.
Let's go, 36-0, Stan. Phenomenal. And I'm sure he thinks Josh Gordon's going well over 100. But I'll tell you what, Stan, not happy with Billy Cundiff. I think that Billy Cundiff made 4 field goals, made the game winner. That was good. But what he does is help the Browns lead the league, which they do, in opponent starting field position after kickoff. So that's important. It is an interesting give and take discussion.
It is. And I think one of the things to discuss is the judgment call on if you got punked by Stan 2 days in a row.
I'm pretty sure. I don't think there's much of a judgment call. I'm pretty sure I did. I'm pretty sure I got punked again.
I think so.
He's like,
too. Oh, the Plain Dealer already
I read it. Stan, I'm just like trying to have a conversation with you, man.
That's right, Stan. I mean, we love you, Stan.
From now on, you're his guy. Okay. So you're Stan's guy.
Right.
It's like, you know how in baseball,
you just put your earmuffs on when Stan calls.
Certain pitchers have like their catcher.
Yes.
Like you will be Stan's catcher.
I'm never a catcher.
You will be Stan's cat. In this case, you will be. All right, let's go now to Paul in Akron, the winner of last week's Call Your Shop. Paul, apparently we're getting in touch with you, and we are sending you a Browns hoodie from the team shop for getting Isaiah Crowell's 88 yards right on the dot.
Great.
Thank
Super.
You, man. Thank you. Well, since you're going to tell us what's actually going to happen, let's go.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to you.
All right, you ready?
Yep.
27-21 Browns.
Okay.
I don't know about that guy from Arizona, but $1.56 for Gordon. And
$1.56 for Gordon. Okay, good. I like that. Well, right now you have the most credibility of anybody. So if you say $1.56, I'm expecting
I like Joe Thomas a lot, but Brian Hoyer.
Brian Hoyer is who you'd like to have dinner with as well.
I'm not going to have Mr. Hero.
Okay. You want Mr. Hero? You know, I'm good friends with Mr. Hero George Mazzano.
I love
his
Mr.
father.
Hero, but I'm not going to feed him Mr. Hero. He probably gets it for free.
I'm sure he does.
I'm sure he does.
You could, but would you want a Roman burger on the table at your Thanksgiving meal?
Sure.
Paul, appreciate the call. Thank you so much, and happy Thanksgiving to you and yours. Let's go now to Brad in Worcester. Brad, call your shot here on this Wednesday.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
You got it, man.
You got it.
Enjoy your show.
Thank you.
Unfortunately, I hate to say this, but I think we're going to lose 27-13.
Okay, 27-13, we fall to the Bills. Are you concerned about that defensive front? Because that's what concerns me. When you look at our last two losses, Jacksonville, Houston, we were physically dominated up front. Now, the only difference is we now have Josh Gordon, which hopefully changes things. But this is the best front four in football, so I do have concerns about that as well, Brad.
Yeah, I do. And I think we're going to hold Gordon to 73 yards.
Oh, man, Brad, I hope you are way off.
Me too. I hope I am too.
Who are you bringing? What Browns player or coach are you inviting to your Thanksgiving dinner and why?
Oh, I think I've got to bring Alex Mack.
It's a good choice. Solid choice.
Yeah, he's sitting back, you know, can't play right now, and he could come down and pound down a few turkeys with me.
He could. Yeah, he certainly would. And you know, we see him motoring around here, working his way to get back with the bum wheel. But that's nice of you, Brad, to think about the guy who's injured.
That's
kind of what Josh Gordon was talking about. You know, Alex Mack not getting as much love. I'm sure he feels he's not getting as much
and
love.
And he's right Iron Man, too, in some people's eyes, because, you know, these are the first snaps that
Absolutely.
He's missed in his entire career.
Yeah,
he's got to be bumming, so.
Yes, he does. Well, that's very nice, Brad, in the Thanksgiving spirit. We appreciate the phone call, buddy. Let's go now to our guy, Reggie, out in Youngstown. Reggie, welcome to CBD.
Hey, guys. How you doing today?
Good. How are you?
Good, fellas. Hey, I was just listening to what you guys were saying and stuff, and you guys probably already know Madden and stuff. You know who I'm going to ask to come.
You're having Brian Hoyer at your Thanksgiving. There's no question about it.
You know that's my guy, man.
If he didn't have that comeback drive at the end, would you still want him at Thanksgiving dinner?
You know what? I'll tell you what, fellas. Yeah, I would, man.
Of course you would.
I know. I say that in general because I looked at some of the other games later on and stuff, like when New Orleans Saints quarterback in the later on game that night threw that interception. I mean, it ain't no, you know, even some of the better quarterbacks that's better than Brian, they make mistakes. I don't really worry about that, you know, in general and stuff like that. So, all I'm saying, guys, is that I don't know exactly what the score is going to be in the game, but I'm like Al Davis. Like Al Davis say, hey, just win, baby.
Just win, baby.
That's what's up. That's it.
That's all they count. Just win. I don't care if it's by a half a point. Just win the game. That's all I want. That's all I want done, fellas. So I want you guys to have a good Thanksgiving and stuff, and I hope that eventually, guys, I will get a chance to meet you all. Matt, I can see you on TV and stuff playing, but I'm hoping eventually I get up there to get a chance to meet you, brother.
That'd be
okay?
Great, Reggie.
It would
okay,
be awesome.
Guys.
We got to get you in the Dog Bowl, Reggie, for a cameo.
Okay. Sounds
all right.
Good.
You got
Take
it.
Care,
Thank
fellas.
You very much. Let's go out to Carolina. Terrence is on the line. What's up, Terrence?
Hello?
How you doing, Terrence?
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
Good, man.
Good. Happy Thanksgiving to you guys.
Happy Thanksgiving to you.
Hey, thanks. Hey, I want to just mention, you know, Brown's victory this Sunday. I think it's going to be a 24-10 game. Hopefully Josh Gordon can rack up about 150 yards and two touchdowns.
Chris in Arizona's got 150, so you got to give me. Can you give me a different number, like 149? Do you want to go below him?
I'll give you 151.
151. There it is, Terrence. I appreciate that. If you could invite a Browns player to your Thanksgiving dinner or a Browns coach, who would it be?
I'm inviting Isaiah Crow.
Yes, I like that. Good call.
I want to feed the crow, baby.
Yes, feed the crow. That's what we should
literally
be doing.
Literally feed the crow at Thanksgiving. Yes.
I like that, Terrence. Well played there. Very, very good. A lot of people think that the Browns defense, three of our scores so far have the Browns holding the Bills to 10 or fewer points in this one. And now you look at this Buffalo team, and offensively, you're really not that scared. Yes, they've got Sammy Watkins, but you got to feel good about Joe Hayden's ability to slow him down. It's not a very high-scoring team, obviously, but they're scoring 21.6 a game, still 19th in the NFL. Their strength comes on defense, not on offense. They are 30th in the league in first downs per game. So this is not a potent offense. 20th in pass yards per game, 23rd in rush yards per game, 24th in total yards per game. So this is not necessarily a great offense overall, but it is a good one. They've got good special teams, and defensively they're very, very strong. I think holding them to 10 or fewer points, so if the Browns do it, would absolutely equal a win.
I agree with that 100%. And you look at this roster, you know, there's a reason Kyle Orton, who in 10 years has, you know, been in, what, four or five organizations throughout his career. We're also not going to have, C.J. Spiller. We're going to get Fred Jackson, who's been hobbled all season. We're going to get a steady dose of Robert Woods, Sammy Watkins, and those guys are going to do their very best to get open. And Scott Chandler, a guy I played with in San Diego, he's kind of a beat-the-odds kind of guy. Long, lanky, won't run away from you, just very technically sound, which gives him space. But again, he is, I believe, 6'6", so he can go up and get the ball, but not any way, shape, or form as athletic as Gronk or Jimmy Graham and those guys. But it's going to be a great challenge, and I do think, I don't know if we're going to limit them to 10 points, but I do think we can limit them, and our ability to talk, you know, just briefly before we, you know, take a break here about our offensive game plan. I think where we come into play, I think a lot of those screens we saw to Josh Gordon, maybe some go to him and some go to other guys, but also to a quick passing game. That's the easiest way to slow down a rush is by, you know, three-step drops, getting the ball out of your hand confidently into the hands of your wide receivers and allow them to make plays.
Exactly. That's how you beat the rush. And maybe we'll see some more screens to running back, something we have not really seen at all. There's not a lot of tape of the Browns doing it. Maybe you can find a way to get the crow out in space and kind of slow this pass rush down. But the scary thing is the Bills don't need to blitz to generate a pass rush. Three of their four D linemen have more than 9 sacks already on the season. That's when a defense is very tough to throw against because they can have 7 in coverage every play and still generate a pass rush. It's like the New York Giants the year that they beat the New England Patriots a couple years ago. Their front four was so good that it didn't matter what you were doing on the back end, and you don't find a lot of windows to throw the ball.
That's 100% true. And again, you look at the Detroit Lions do a great job with that as well, rushing 4, dropping 7. What's the best way to find those holes? It's the study of Kyle Shanahan and Brian Hoyer going into this football game and their pre-snap reads, and also to their knowledge and understanding of certain downs and distances, of what coverage they like in those downs and distances, and anticipate those and call a play to beat those coverages and find those windows. But then also too, I think this game with Josh Gordon back, I think will be much more important than even in Atlanta, where he got his feet wet, because now we're going to need him when we need to go get a first down or go get a play. We have a guy we can go to that we like better than any scheme or any front or any one guy on their team, as opposed to, again, manufacturing certain guys open and hoping you find those windows. You can throw it up to a guy and he goes and makes a play.
Certainly, yes. And I think that Josh Gordon is going to help with the running game in this one. But really, it's going to come down to the guys up front against their front four. That's going to be the critical matchup in this one. Luke in Medina, before we take a break for the Friday forecast with Dakua. Luke, what's up, man?
Hey, how you doing? Happy Thanksgiving. Go
Happy Browns. Thanksgiving,
man.
Okay, we got it at Browns 20, Bills 13.
20-13, okay.
Josh Gordon, just because they saw what he could do last week, he's only going to have about 96 yards.
Only 96. That's so great.
And Josh Gordon would be who we'd invite over for our Thanksgiving.
And you're
dinner.
Bringing Josh Gordon over for dinner. I like that. And what are you telling Josh Gordon, man? What are you talking to him about at Thanksgiving? You trying to, you saying like, well, yo, you, I want you here. We're going to put you in a safe environment. Like, let's go, man. Welcome back. Show him some love. He was feeling a little unloved. And now Luke Medina showing him the love.
We didn't put too much thought into that. I mean, he's bulked up. He looks like a big man this year. We just know Josh Gordon would bring the greens for dinner. So
yes,
that's how we picked him.
That's how you pick. I like that, Luke. Appreciate the call, man. All right, when we come back, Friday forecast on a Wednesday, special Wednesday edition of the Friday forecast with the kid as we get ready to look ahead to the Browns and the Bills. Still to come, 1:45. It'll be your calls and tweets. Of course, so keep it going. Keep calling your shots. You got a contest. Whoever gets Josh Gordon's receiving yards the closest and the score corrected, just the direction of it, will have an opportunity to win a great piece of Browns swag. Paul in Akron won last week. He's got a Browns hoodie from the team shop headed his way. So 216-578-0850, the way to get on board. Doug Deacon at 2 o'clock, the head coach of the Cleveland Browns, is also coming your way at 2:15, his press conference for today. And we are going to get you an update on what this week's prize could be. I'm hearing an autographed mini helmet could be coming your way.
I like that.
I like that as well. We'll let you know in just a few here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.